senior advocate at the Winona Friendship Center, Lori Paulson, now joining KWNL. Lori, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come down here and talk with us about a very exciting week ahead of ourselves. It's Dementia Friendly Community Week at the Winona Friendship Center. A load of events going on throughout the week. Each day there'll be new events. So let's start with the week itself. How long have you guys been doing this Dementia Friendly Community Week, and why is it so important to you guys at the Winona Friendship Center?
Yeah, well, the initiative started back around 2016, and this is our fourth annual week where we have activities and education for the public. It's for everyone. You don't have to be a member of the Friendship Center. It's open to everyone. So we want to make sure that the public has a chance to be educated about dementia, and in the hopes that we reduce that stigma about a dementia diagnosis.
So starting today, I believe you have a speaker today, as well as a very cool name in the Forget Me Notes Choir concert. So tell us about the events today, Monday, April 17th.
Sure. We have a resource fair at Sobieski Lodge, and Sobieski is located on the east end on 7th Street, 965 East 7th Street. We'll have a resource fair, so various vendors and organizations will be there, mainly for caregivers and people living with dementia, to find some resources. And then at 3 o'clock, our dementia-friendly choir, the Forget Me Notes, will be singing, and we will be showing off our new shirts.
Very cool. I can see the shirts right now. You guys will be very impressed by them. Let's go to Tuesday. Tuesday, a guest speaker, Dr. Natalie Edmonds of Dementia Care Blazers at 1 p.m. I know. Can you please tell us about that one and the other events going on Tuesday?
Sure. So Dr. Natalie Edmonds has a YouTube channel, Dementia Care Blazers, and she has such a great approach to care partners, supporting them and knowing that there aren't mistakes that are making you a bad caregiver, or they're your successes you need to celebrate. So she is going to kind of pump up our caregivers here in Winona. I'm very excited for that. So that will be at 1 o'clock. And then following that, we're going to have a care partner support information session. So Sue DeGallier of Catholic Charities, she runs a class called Powerful Tools for Caregivers. She's going to talk about that upcoming class, as well as a support group that we're relaunching here in Winona for care partners.
Moving to Wednesday now, a community read and discussion of Bettyville, a memoir by George Hodgman. Tell us a little bit about that memoir and what you guys will be doing with the discussion.
Yeah, so George is a man that lived in New York and comes back to his hometown in the Midwest to care for his mother, who has dementia. So it talks about his struggles of coming back to small town America, and also working with his mother who's living with dementia. And Friends of Winona Public Library, you know, purchase these books for the read. We're always so grateful for that organization and their help.
So how much of that memoir will you guys read on Wednesday?
We won't read it. We have a book discussion about
okay.
it. So if anyone has picked up the book, Sam at the library has put in the list of the questions that we'll be discussing. And we are focusing on care partners and how he worked that with his mother.
Awesome. So then on Thursday, the 20th, what do we got planned then?
Yeah. So Spark is a monthly program at the Minnesota Marine Art Museum, which is for people living with dementia and their care partners. And we wanted to have an opportunity for people to see what Spark is all about. So we're having kind of a discovering Spark session, and that we would like you to register for. So call the Friendship Center, 454-5212, and register, because it is limited to 40 participants, and it's free of charge, so you don't have to pay to get into the museum that day for this event.
First come, first serve for this event.
Right.
If you will. Okay, mm-hmm. Awesome. And then we're rounding out the week on Friday. What is the final event of Dementia Friendly Community Week?
So we have over 1,500 dementia friends here in Winona, and we are just trying to get some more. And this is a one-hour info session. It teaches you about the different types of dementia, but mainly how to effectively communicate with someone living with dementia. So come to this free one-hour info session and learn and put these tools that you will gather into action in your life.
That's just a jam-packed week. I'm excited about it. If you can't go to a couple, try your best to get to at least one. It looks very interesting. Lori, is there anything else that you'd like to add that we may not have discussed?
Yeah, so the Action Team is a group of nonprofits and businesses in Winona, and so it takes a village to put this event on. So, you know, thanks to Sugarloaf Senior Living, Winona Health, Friends of the Winona Public Library, and obviously the City of Winona and the Southeastern Minnesota Area Agency on Aging for bringing all this together, because as you know, none of these events are free of charge for us to put on, but we want it to be a free event for everyone that can come.
Now, if you have any questions or you want to register, where should people go to get more information about this
event? Yes, please call the Friendship Center, again, 454-5212, and we'll get you information and get you registered if needed.
Awesome, Lori. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come down here. I greatly appreciate it. And if we covered everything, I think you can have a great rest of your day, Lori.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.